Hello, and welcome to the Italia Celeste podcast. I'm your host, Italia, and today I just wanted to briefly talk about all of the things us women are doing and the amount of pressure that we're putting on ourselves to do these things perfectly. So this is coming from a recent post I did. It was last month for Mother's Day, actually. I went to a beautiful Mother's Day event with my two sisters. My sister-in-law was singing there. And just in conversation with different women, I realized, oh my gosh, we are doing so much. And not only are we doing so much, but the amount of pressure that we put on even just ourselves to do all these things and do it perfectly is just mind-blowing. It's a beautiful thing, all the things that we're capable of doing. And we are, you know, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, we're running our own entrepreneurial businesses, we work full-time, take care of home. Some of us are full-time moms, which is a crazy hard job because let me tell you, when I was on maternity leave all three times, I was ready to go back to work after a certain amount of time just to get a break, because when you're at home all day and you're constantly doing stuff all day, and it seems like you have no benefit or reward for that, because as soon as somebody steps foot back in that house, it's totally back to the way that it was when you first woke up and got started doing that stuff all day. So anyway, I digress. But all of these things that we're doing as women and for our families and for ourselves and for our husbands and for our loved ones, and we put so much pressure on ourselves to do it with a smile on our face, to do it perfectly, to reach these certain goals by a certain time. And that's not reality. The reality is we can do all these amazing things, but it's not always going to be perfect. It's not always going to be on a certain time limit. And it may not always be to our liking. We may have to change around some things. We may have to change our goals. We might have to sacrifice some things, and that's okay. We just have to have a realistic picture of this stuff. And I think that with the whole social media age, this has definitely put more pressure on us and has, you know, really made us kind of put ourselves down in certain aspects. So back to the Mother's Day thing, I posted a picture on Instagram and I got the most beautiful reply. I basically, you know, touched on some of the things I just spoke about, how amazing women are and being able to juggle all these things, and that we should basically support each other. And this one person opened up in a comment that she looks at other females on Instagram, women that she feels are quote unquote bosses, and it can make her feel very insecure, and she's really hard on herself. And she just kind of thanked me for posting that and promoting, you know, support for each other. And in one aspect, I was very, very, very touched and very happy that, you know, it made even just one person feel differently and be encouraged. But on the other hand, I felt kind of bad because I do the same thing. I do the very same thing. And I'm the one who wanted to start a podcast because I felt like I couldn't live up to the women on YouTube. You know, I can't do makeup like them. And my skin flares up in breakouts, and I can't do certain hairstyles and look like that all the time. And that's not reality either. And so for me to, you know, feel so touched by what she said and be happy that it encouraged her, but also feel sad in a way that she would even put herself down like that. But in reality, I do the same thing too. So I really just wanted to come on and reiterate the fact that, myself included, we as women need to, for one, not compare ourselves to each other so much, but also know in our minds that the things that are portrayed on reality are all of the highs. And even the lows that are shared, it's after the fact. It's after somebody has overcome something. It's after somebody is okay with something. People really don't share that much when they're in a moment of, you know, insecurity or sadness, when they're in a bad place. People don't really share that much. You want to retreat and confide in those who you really love and you really trust, and that is okay. We just need to keep that in perspective. So with that being said, again, I just want to encourage, you know, success, encourage love, encourage goals, and I want everyone to just keep in mind that everybody has highs, everybody has lows, and not everybody shares both. And so if we can just look internally and try to do what's best for us and try to reach goals for us, then I think we'll be in a much better place. And I just want to give peace and love to everyone. As cheesy as that may sound, I'm very, very, very grateful for, you know, other women who come forward and supporting each other. And even if it's just one little comment, I challenge all of you for an actionable item to give some kind of comment of support, not just love, not just, oh, so pretty, oh, like this picture, whatever, but genuine, honest, and, you know, real support and encouragement for someone and what they're doing. Just try to look into what someone has been going through or what goals they may have and give them a little extra boost of encouragement. And I think that will go such a long way. So that's my tidbit for today. Thanks so much, you guys, for listening. And I wish you all much success. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.